everyone. Thank you for coming. Such an honor to be here and talk amongst my friends and loved ones. Okay, so I'm going to start. I work primarily in photography, theater, installation, and other stuff, music. And this work is actually from PS1's show Greater New York. It's called Super Unknown. And I'm going to read the artist statement that I wrote about the work, and it's pretty long, so it may go over the images beyond the work from Super Unknown. And there are images of other artists that I really love, whose work I really love and influenced by, and I feel like it'll all kind of culminate in the artist statement that I've written. Who migrates and who collects? What does one do with a collection, be it of thoughts, images, ideas, motivations, people, or other things? When is the collection ready to call itself a collection? Where is an appropriate space to show the parts or whole of a collection? How did the individual parts bind together to become defined as a collection? What story is shaped through a viewing of a collection? When is another language constructed as a result of a collection? And what tools can be used to tease out the unique or singular in that collection? What happens when the matter of subject comes into play? And how can the form of the collection inform the singular subject? How does the language of photography fall into itself? And what methods and strategies are useful to allow this to happen? How is the singular teased out of the collective in a group of images? And what are the ideas surrounding the journalistic of being journalistic? What about the image as a documentary tool? How does the found image become a new image, and why is this necessary? At what point does the photograph of the collective represent the new image, and why is this necessary? At what point does the photograph of the collective represent the singular experience? Why use the material of the found image as raw material, and when doing so, how is a new image constructed from the raw material of that found image? What are the collective stories surrounding migration? Who migrates? Why migrate? Where are the migrants migrating to, and at what cost to their home countries, to the new countries? And at what cost to the collective and the individual self? How is a new collection formed through migration? Where and when does the singular become a part of the massive migration? Where and when does the migrant return to the singular? What about the story of the ocean as a collection of bodies and voyages? And what of these sea voyages? What about the story of the night sky during the migrant's voyage and the incomprehensibly endless hours at sea? Are desolation, desperation, and absurdity the correct terms to describe the migrant's journey? What happens in the mind of the migrant on finally seeing land? And what of those packed quarters, of the dead on board, and of those bodies thrown overboard? How does the form of a collection of images begin to tell another story when multiple images from diverse sources are placed to form one collection? How does the memory of an event appear to the photographer after the image has been taken, especially when the event is a traumatic one? Is there a method to describe the in-between space that constructs an image between what is seen and what is remembered? What is remembered by the image maker and what is remembered by the subject of the image? How can ideas surrounding the appropriation of images be teased out and worked through? How does the blueprint of an iconic image cease to be a blueprint and be just what it is? What does it look like to work in a tradition of appropriation and in conversation with the works of other appropriators? How does one begin to construct within the particular language of photography, language as in color or lack thereof, form, shape, subject, JPEG, compression, and pixel size? Is it an art, documentary, fashion, or journalistic image? What about the individual press clippings, collections of press clippings, and other kinds of images? How is a modern photograph constructed? So that's the statement that sort of got me on the roll with the work that's at Greater New York. If you go to MoMA PS1, I'm really influenced by photography, by sculpture, you know, the artists. We're kind of like, what are we, like lint brushes? We kind of take in a lot of information and tease out that information. So This is a work from a commission by the Public Art Fund called Bronx's Studio, where I set up outdoor studios and offer free portraits to passersby. And I try to engage the passersby in different ways. This is a work called Composition 1 for Score A. I guess if you've looked at my work, I have this like obsession with America. And I think that has to do with walking. I spent 2 years of walking pilgrimage, retracing the transatlantic slave trade. So I walked through the United States and the Caribbean and Africa for like 8 hours a day for 2 years. And as a result of meditation and walking, you kind of have an intense dialogue with the landscape, and then photography, and then the history of photography, which then bleeds into the history of whatever location you're in. This is a new work for a show at Duke University called The Record, where I traveled throughout North Carolina and used the landscape as raw material to make new photographs that were sort of foundational materials for about 20 musicians, ranging from TV on the radio to My Morning Jacket. And I gave them each two photographs, and they've written a song to my work, to the photographs that are going to be pressed to vinyl. And so I've been a DJ for a really long time, and that's an installation of that. And this is a text piece called Breedlove that I needed an anchor in my project, in my practice. So I started working with 250 words, turned the words into this sort of installation that you see here. And then I was like, how can I use these words in multiple ways? So first it was this long text, then it was the previous slide, and then it was this this sculptural piece, which is each of the words that were on the original boards. They're individually packaged in mason jars. So words like chicken bones, or they're all part of a narrative. So cobalt blue, chicken bones, Hetty, Mae West, just different things like that. This is a slide from a sculpture that I made earlier this year. It's called Three, and it's three ways of looking at loss. It was at Sculpture Center. And it was really, again, I think because of the walking pilgrimage, I slow things down. I work with a 4x5, and everything is sort of really slow. And that piece was about that sort of meditative process. And this is Cut Piece, which I've done two times. It's after Yoko Ono. And I sort of, again, lint brush artist, I sort of incorporate other artists' practices into my own because it's a way for me to engage with their mental process. So I've performed Cut Piece, I think, twice, once here and once in Korea. And Vito Acconci is sort of a godfather for me right now. I think that's my last slide.